Good morning, Goshen County. This is Jeff Haas with Eastern Wyoming College. Excited to be back for another week of Lancer Live. Today we have in the program Donna White, our Director of Community Education and Workforce Development. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
And we're glad to have you here. We also have with us Ed Kimes, our instructor with our CDL program, which is part of our workforce development programming here at this college. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, if we could, we're going to jump right in and start today's program off with talking with Donna White.
All right.
Okay, there we go. Now we have Donna White with us. So we're going to recap this right from the top. And if I could, I obviously introduce two people. We won't reintroduce because you know who they are. But what we are going to do is kind of start back from the top of that question. And Donna, you said that you had been involved with workforce development and community education for 13 years here at the college.
Yes, that's right.
If you could, just give kind of a quick overview. What are those things you're really excited about?
Well, I'm excited that we have individuals in the community that are willing to work with us, willing to offer classes for enrichment. We have exercise classes. Our Zumba and yoga classes are highly in demand. They're always full. The compensation that people get isn't great, so they're doing it because they have a passion for it. I guess the thing I'm excited about most is that people in the community are willing to support us, not only to teach the classes, but to take the classes.
And of course, all the training is not just for, people. In fact, just this last week,
yep.
You had a training that's a regular training
yes.
that's also highly sought out. I always see a large group come in when you hold your dog obedience classes.
Yes.
And can you talk about that a little
yep.
bit?
Yep. Penny Hutchison has been the dog obedience instructor since I started, probably before I started. She's got a long history. She's been well-trained. She was a dog breeder at one time. She started out with Great Danes, and then did retrievers and Aussies. We have three classes in the fall, four in the spring. We also do dog agility. She does that as well. And we take 12 couples, the dog and the handler or the owner or the mom or the dad. So we take 12 at a time. It meets twice a week for 7 sessions. And I started observing a little while back that we as dog owners, and I was guilty of it when I took my dogs through, we are so concerned about our dog being the best they can be that we forget to listen to our instruction. So we revamped the program, and now the handler, the owner, the mom or dad, comes to the first class only with their leash. They talk about their expectations for their dog and their dreams for their dog, and they learn the steps that they need to do before they have the dog there. And it has really increased our success. So, yep, we do dogs too.
That's outstanding. And so community education is one of those outstanding opportunities as a college we have to really showcase the talents of our local
yes.
community. And Donna works very closely on that. Well, in the fall of 2022, Donna White had the opportunity to roll out a workforce development program that we term our CDL program, and that's for someone interested. In fact, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about that, and we're going to
sure.
talk to Ed. How did that program, the CDL licensure program for on the workforce side, come to fruition here at Eastern Wyoming College?
Okay, well, we were a part of a consortium with LCCC and Cheyenne and Northwest College and Powell. We had submitted a grant to start CDL programs in each of the colleges, and we got our grant. The first couple of years, that was in 2020, the first couple of years were a little rough because the FMCSA had not rolled out the rule. They talked about the rule that you have to go through a training program to get a CDL, but it was delayed until for a couple of years. And so in the fall of 2022, we had gotten an instructor, what we thought was going to be a full-time instructor, and we had pre-hire grant, and so we opened it up, and unfortunately the instructor chose not to join us, but I was able to get a couple of part-time instructors, and we started out with about 10 people and got it going. And then Ed Kimes, our head instructor, came on and about a year ago, February 28th, 2023, and it's just been busy, busy, busy since then. We're real proud of our program. We've added a truck this last year, added a trailer. Anyway, it really has gotten off the ground.
Outstanding. Well, Ed, let's talk a little bit, if we could, about numbers. And I know that you had shared something with me the other day. You and Don had sat down and kind of tabulated how many students have come through this program since December of 2022. And can you talk about the enrollment and the number of graduates and how that is going?
Yeah. So since December 2022, we've had 39 enrolled. 31 of those have completed to date. Three dropped, but we had 39 enrolled, 31 completed. We've done 4 passenger endorsements. 2 of those, we trained them and tested them, and 2 were from the Department of Corrections. We've had 2 hazmat endorsements. And in addition to the 39 enrolled, we have 10 high school students.
Which is outstanding. Well, let's talk about those high school students for a minute. So how old do you have to be to start preparing for your CDL license, and where are these students located?
You have to be 18, and currently they're in the school systems for Goshen County and Platte County. The 10 we have, it's pretty exciting. It's a groundbreaking opportunity for them. There's not a lot of high schools out throughout the whole country that's doing this, so we're part of a kind of a beginning program. We faced a little bit of criticism for it because with 18, under 21, you can't leave the state of Wyoming, and insurance is a little bit hard, but almost all of these students already have places they're going to be working, driving trucks. Our governor just signed into law that under 21 can hold a hazmat endorsement. So that's pretty exciting for them. That opens the doors for them. I wrote something that I sent to legislatures and representatives that would be a proposed change to the under 21 law that would make it intrastate and 150 air mile radius. So
when you talk about, though, but if we could back up, even though it's a criticism, it isn't a criticism you can control. Reality is there are state and federal laws that regulate all the way to the U.S. Department of Transportation for those that can put semis and big wheel trucks on our highways and byways. But the reality is we are allowed in the state of Wyoming to start at the age of 18. Now, I would view that as a pretty amazing asset. That we could start at 18 and start with a very young age for students that are interested in that pathway.
Oh, I agree. One of our students is 19 and he already owns his own truck. So at 18, right out of high school, they can buy a truck and be their own company.
Well, Ed, if you could talk just a little bit about, could you give us a little background of yourself and some of your instructors? You know, I know Donna had to, you know, develop and recruit some talent. I think one of the talents she had to recruit on the front end, because it's difficult, is her own husband. Is that right, Donna?
Yes, that's right. I begged, and he said he would do it.
And honestly, we're all at that point at times, because sometimes to start something significant like this, and folks, I want you to think about 39 applicants, maybe people that applied and were accepted into the program, 31 graduates, and I want to restate something I just referred to. All 31 of those students or individuals that came out of this program are working in the EWC district, gainfully employed right now. And you said you had 3 drop, which means there are others that are still working towards it. That is an extremely high success rate. And for any program in a community college to move 30 students through it in less than a year and move them into the workforce, that is an amazing, amazing feat. And it's really to your both of your commitment to helping make sure this program has the appropriate support. So, Ed, if you could talk about your background and what you see in the CDL area, that why it's so important, and talk about some of the drivers you've brought in to help train.
So I've grown up in trucks all my life. I grew up with my dad. We logged, and by the time I was 18, I was working in truck shops and working in the oil field. So trucks, that's just all I've ever known or done, mechanic or drive. I've been an owner-operator. Donna's husband, Wayne, he's an incredible instructor. Every student just can't get enough of talking about how good Wayne is. Robert Norton, he was with Wayne at TDS, and Robert was an owner-operator. Lee Carpenter. Lee's been a bull hauler and truck driver for, he won't really say how long, but I would guess over 40 years. Wayne started driving at 14. We just hired two of our first female instructors. One of those is Casey, and she's our passenger and school bus endorsement instructor. And the other is Emmy. Emmy hauls horses, real high-end horses. So she's here locally. Is that all of them?
Yep.
That's all of them. But all of them have just long, long histories of driving trucks. And we need more Class A CDL instructors.
So if someone was interested and they've been a driver for a long time, maybe just retired, and they want to talk to someone, how can they contact you, Ed or Donna? I mean, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Well, call either one of us. Our main office is 532. My number is 8213, and Ed's is
8365.
Yep. You're welcome to stop in and visit with us. We're in the CTEC building, the Career and Technical Education Center. Our office is in 104, and we're there from 7 to 5 every day. Sometimes I'm there later. Just give us a call if you're interested in doing this. We would love to. And it doesn't have to be a full time. It's we work around our instructor schedules as well as our students' schedules.
And that's the other thing. And we're going to come back to those numbers again at the end of the program if you needed a pen and didn't have a chance to write it down. But if you're someone who's interested in obtaining your CDL license, we're going to, again, we'll give that number again, and you can contact Donna, and she can help walk you through how to register for that program. But if we could real quickly, how long does it take someone to get through this program?
It depends on the individual. Everybody learns the skills at a different rate. It also depends on your past experience, if you've driven trucks like farm trucks before. We've had people that could give us 5 days a week. We've had them get through 3 weeks. Some people take longer, 6-7 weeks. It really depends on the individual. We don't have a set start time or a set ending time. We start when people are ready.
That's outstanding. Now, one of the things I've been impressed with, and it doesn't matter if I'm impressed, but I think this is the part that these people are committed to. We have drivers that come here, and I would, Ed, if you could talk about this, there's weekends. There may be someone who's working a job from 8 to 5 on Monday through Friday, and they have family commitments, and they can't necessarily squeeze all their driving time into a Monday through Friday format. I've seen drivers in here on Saturdays. I've seen drivers in here on Sundays to help someone build a skill that they can go back and earn more money to feed their family. I think that's a very, I see that, and I see just what a great way to have an impact. Ed, could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we try really hard to accommodate anyone's schedule. We have instructors that come in on the weekends when the weather is nicer and the days are longer. We've done into the evenings before. We've thought about doing night driving. So we try really hard to accommodate any schedule, because we really only do this because we really want to see people in this trucking business. We want to see quality drivers, not just somebody that can maybe drive a truck, but we want to see an actual quality driver on the road. So we do. We try really hard to meet their schedules.
And as we just have a couple more, I have a couple more questions as we bring this week's program for Lancer Live to a close. Ed, what's your ultimate vision as you think about, and you've talked about, again, high quality drivers that you want to train. That's a part of that vision. But what's your vision for this program? EWC is a 6-county district that moves all the way down close, just south of Burns here in the state of Wyoming, all the way north of Devil's Tower to the state line in the Dakotas. Here we have a 6-county district that covers a lot of ground, a lot of high schools, and I know you're thinking about a lot of things, and if you had all the resources, and you and Donna have been fighting for those, you've written grants, Donna led it by writing a grant, they're looking at the college of how we can help support, and of course resources are always critical to making sure we expand. But what's that bigger vision, if you had those unlimited resources, of how we could help people achieve that CDL license?
If I could have anything I want?
Yes.
At least 3 trucks in Torrington, 3 trucks in Douglas, 1 or 2 trucks to go mobile up into Newcastle, a high school program in our high schools here, a high school program in Douglas, which, by the way, Douglas is dying for a high school program. They've asked us several times. Maybe even a dedicated truck for the high schools there and a dedicated truck for here. Instructors, we're doing all of our own training and testing now. I'd like to grow to the point where we have to have 2 people testing, 1 here, 1 in Douglas.
So you're looking at about 7 to 8 trucks, and in your fleet right now you have?
2.
And then if we had the 7 or 8 trucks today, and then covering that, all of our service area, how many drivers would that take to, you know, keep those trucks busy moving people through that CDL license? I know I'm asking the big picture question, because right now you have 4, you said, on staff, including you. You make 5. So how many drivers would that be that you would need to keep those trucks on the road training individuals?
It would take at least 1 full-time instructor here, 1 full-time instructor in Douglas, and, I don't know, 10 part-time instructors at least. Newcastle would have to have its own instructor up in that area, because it's just not feasible to send someone up to that area. So 10 part-time.
Yeah.
Well, that's outstanding. And as you continue to work on your goals, I know this community is really interested in seeing the impact that's going to have. So if someone is interested in obtaining their CDL license, you know who to contact. It'll be Donna White right here at Eastern Wyoming College. That is in front of our C-Tech building. And if you're not sure what the C-Tech building is, it is the one with the 5-foot statue of a welder. So that's a place to start. When you go in those front end doors, Donna and Ed will take good care of you. If you're someone who thought you might be interested in being an instructor, there's a process to apply for that and go through an evaluation process. But again, Donna and Ed can walk you through that as well. And if I could, well, I'd like to end this program with Donna. And Donna, what other things with community ed are you looking here in the near future? Are you thinking towards? And then let's leave your phone numbers again with our listening audience one more time.
Well, the phone number to reach me is 532-8213, and Ed is
8365.
I'm working on our summer program. We don't do a lot of adult things in the summer, but we do kids college. I'm hoping to have basketball, volleyball, and tennis camps. See if we can work that out with the camps that are planned for older kids. And of course, we are always planning for fall, so I'm looking at that as well. We'd love to have more instructors. If somebody has a passion that they want to share or a craft that they want to share, I would love to hear from you. We continue to offer virtual courses through a gal that used to work for Ed2Go. Ed2Go is a big program we have that either for certifications or just for your personal growth. So I'd love to hear from somebody that would like to be an instructor.
Outstanding. So if you do, please reach out to Donna. And Donna's not new to the radio program here. She comes on occasionally, I think.
A couple of times a month.
A couple of times a month and updating you. But I think, again, I'm really excited about the work they're doing. This workforce development piece is huge with this truck driving program. There's other things I think we could be talking about in the future, but we build one piece at a time, and we're excited about those camps, those summer camps that Donna's going to be running again in the area of athletics. So, and then when will people be able to start signing up or promotion go out for those summer camps?
We hope to have our brochure out the first week of May, and then at that time it also goes online. You can check us out on our website, go to the community ed page, but start looking for those about the first week of May, and I always send brochure or a list of kids' classes to the individual schools, 1 for each kiddo.
Sounds good. So Donna will have that up and coming, and she'll continue to promote that when she's on her program for our community ed and outreach center. So with that, we'll just sign off this week for Lancer Live, and we hope you all have a great week. Thank you.